For the record, let me state that it is August the 25th, and it is 5 o'clock. This is the Hotel Riviera, and the people present from the American delegation include Congressman Richard Pryor, G. Robert Blakey, and Mr. Edwin Lopez. I wonder if those from the Cuban delegation could identify themselves.
Capitán Felipe Villa, del Ministerio del Interior.
Pedro Cartín, del Servicio Exterior.
Juan Milo Otero.
Would you state your name, please, full name?
Juan Milo Otero Rodríguez.
And your date and place of birth?
¿Y su lugar y fecha de nacimiento?
Yo nací en Cárdenas.
I was born in Cárdenas.
Provincia de Matanzas.
Matanzas province.
El 20 de febrero de 1926.
On February the 20th, 1926.
Are you presently employed?
¿Estás trabajando en este momento?
Sí.
Where?
En el Comité Estatal de Finanzas.
At the State Committee of Finance.
Where were you employed in 1963?
Era director del secretariado del Ministerio de Relaciones Exteriores.
And the secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Let me direct your attention to November
1963.
Did you have an occasion then to interview Ascuevi Askew concerning Lee Harvey Oswald's visit? Visit to the Cuban consulate in September of 1963. In September of
1963. En la primera fecha que menciona, en noviembre, con posterioridad a la muerte del presidente Kennedy.
On the date that you mentioned before, after the death of President Kennedy.
El compañero Vasco se entrevistó con él.
Comrade Askew had an interview with me.
Para señalar que él recordaba que el supuestamente asesino
Lee Harvey Oswald
había solicitado en septiembre una visa de tránsito para Cuba,
in order to come to Cuba,
y que la misma no se le había
autorizado.
Did he discuss with you at that time what occurred at the Cuban consulate?
No, él solamente me señaló.
No, he did not.
Me señaló el hecho de que Lee Harvey Oswald había solicitado la visa y se le había denegado.
Visa and that it had been denied.
Did he say anything to you at that time about an argument that he and Mr. Oswald had gotten into?
No,
not that I remember.
Did he report to you that Oswald may have threatened the President of the United States?
No. Not that I recall.
Did he describe to you what Mr. Oswald looked like?
¿Le describió a usted cómo lucía Lee Harvey Oswald físicamente?
No, tampoco describió a Lee Harvey.
No, he did not describe it.
Did he express to you his judgment that the man who was in the Cuban consulate may not have been the individual who was killed in Dallas?
¿Acaso le indicó él a usted que el individuo que estuvo en el consulado de Cuba en México no era la misma persona que fue asesinado en la estación de policía en Dallas?
Eso, en noviembre.
¿En noviembre, you mean?
That's correct. In November, when he discussed with you. Did you ever have a conversation with him after that time in which he raised with you the possibility that the man that he interviewed in September was not the man who was killed in November?
El compañero Vázquez ya no trabajaba en relaciones exteriores cuando la muerte de Kennedy.
Any longer when the Kennedy assassination happened.
Y en estos 15 años no nos hemos visto con frecuencia.
We have not met very often.
Las pocas veces que hemos hablado.
On the very few occasions we have talked.
Nunca él me mencionó que hubiera diferencia.
He never mentioned to me that he thought about that.
Entre Oswald y la persona que fue
consulado. Between Oswald and the person who visited the consulate. Mm-hmm.
Did you make any written report of the conversation that you had with him in November?
No. Nosotros tomamos los pasos necesarios, pero sin hacer ningún informe.
What did you do with the information that he brought to your attention?
Nosotros, tan pronto él nos informó, que Lee Harvey Oswald había solicitado visa de tránsito para Cuba. Nos dirigimos a la compañera jefe de la sección de visa. Y le solicitamos que buscara el expediente de esa solicitud.
Did you find it?
Se encontró el mismo día.
On the same day.
Y entonces nosotros revisamos el expediente.
So we checked that file.
Correspondía efectivamente a lo que nos había dicho antes, de que había solicitado visa de tránsito en septiembre y que se le había denegado. Se le había denegado puesto que no tenía la visa del país de destino.
He did not have the destination country visa.
Y ese era un mecanismo automático.
And that was an automatic mechanism that
de denegación.
You deny the visa in those circumstances.
Entonces, al poder determinar que efectivamente se trataba de la solicitud de Lee Harvey Oswald.
So when it was determined it was in fact the Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald's application.
Llamamos al Ministerio del Interior,
we called the Minister of the Interior
y le dijimos que teníamos ese documento. Ese documento fue enviado el mismo día al Ministerio del Interior.
That document was sent to the Ministry of the Interior.
Did you have any conversations with any people from the Ministry of Interior about the processing of this application?
Sí, lógicamente, simplemente precisarles que teníamos el documento.
Yes, of course, just to tell them that we had the document.
Que lo enviaríamos allí
inmediatamente.
To whom did you send it in the Ministry of Interior?
Al despacho del ministro.
To the minister's office.
Mm-hmm. Who in the minister's office?
¿Quién era aquí en el despacho del ministro?
Al ministro.
To the minister personally.
Who was the minister at that time?
El comandante de la revolución, Ramiro Valdés Menéndez.
Commander Ramiro Valdés Menéndez.
To your knowledge, did he undertake an investigation of any kind into Oswald's visit to the Cuban consulate?
Eso estaba ya fuera de mi función.
That was already out of my conscience, so I don't know.
Was there anyone else present when Mr. Askew reported to you of his contacts with Lee Harvey Oswald?
Me es difícil recordar exactamente.
It's difficult for me to recall exactly.
Han pasado 15 años.
15 years have.
Es posible que la comunicación fuera telefónica.
That it was the phone communication.
También es posible que fuera personal.
It
no
might
no puedo precisar.
Accuracy.
Y si fue personal, es posible que estuviera
personal,
el ministro
presente.
Who was the minister for foreign affairs at that time?
El doctor
Raúl Roa.
Dr. Raúl Roa.
Do you know whether Mr. Roa ever conducted an investigation into the visa application?
No. No se hizo ninguna otra investigación ni trámite, puesto que se había enviado ya el documento al Ministerio del Interior.
So any investigation that was made into Oswald's connection with the Cuban consulate in Mexico would have been made by the Ministry of Interior?
De manera que cualquier contacto que se haya hecho con el consulado de México respecto a la situación de Oswald se habría hecho a través del Ministerio del Interior?
Sí. To your knowledge, no investigation was made?
¿Y que usted sepa, no se hizo investigación?
Or you don't know of one?
Yo no lo desconozco.
I don't know.
No tenía acceso a esa.
I didn't have access to that sort of information.
Mm-hmm. Add anything?
Your conversation with Mr. Askew is the day after the assassination.
Déjame recordar con precisión porque ese
Let me
día.
Try to recall with accuracy.
Este día lo tengo bastante presente.
Because that day I have very vividly in my mind.
Yo estaba en una gestión fuera del ministerio.
I was doing something outside the ministry.
Cuando escuché en el radio la noticia de la
When I heard the news of the assassination by the radio.
Y me dirigí inmediatamente
so
al ministerio de Relaciones
Exteriores. Went back to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
La conversación con Asco es muy posible que fuera al día siguiente.
Very likely that that conversation with Mr. Asco took place the following day of the situation.
No ese mismo día.
And not the same day.
So you don't recall whether it was a face-to-face conversation or whether it was a telephone conversation.
De manera que usted no recuerda si fue una conversación frente a frente o si fue una conversación por teléfono.
Debido a la actividad nuestra en el ministerio, los compañeros para entrevistarse con nosotros tenían que previamente solicitar la entrevista.
Taking into account our activities in the ministry, comrades who wanted to have an interview with us should have asked for it by telephone.
Es posible que él me llamara por teléfono
so
para contestar la entrevista.
That he called me by phone in order to agree on the interview.
Y después nos encontrábamos en el ministerio personalmente.
And later we met at the ministry personally.
Sin poder precisarlo, entiendo que es más probable que él hubiera esperado a verme personalmente para hablarme de este asunto y no por teléfono.
Without being possible for me to say that with accuracy, I understand that it's more likely that we met, because it's more likely that he just waited till he could meet me personally.
In any event, Mr. Askew did initiate the conversation. He called you first.
Debió haber empezado la
conversación,
no sabía
qué. Oh, señor, porque lo recibía para ver qué él quería
decir.
But the conversation was in person, called in person, meaning, would a stenographer have been present?
Teniendo que tener una conversación,
hubiera sido
personalmente, cara a cara, ¿es posible que hubiera una
casilla hasta allí?
No.
Nunca. en este momento nosotros tomábamos notas a
diario. And we did not take
ni grabábamos tampoco.
No, we used to record anything.
I have no further questions at this time, Mr. Turner. I would like your permission to take a photograph of you for our permanent records. Do you have any objection?
No. I want to thank you, Mr. Otero, for meeting with us today.
Estamos a su disposición.
We are fully at your disposal.
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
If you have no further questions.
I think Eddie wants to take a picture too.
Do you want to take that picture of the sea behind me?
That would not help you get re-elected, Judge.
I'm afraid not. I know. Lama's vacation.
There's a reason to have a fever there. Blue or sea. ¿Se va a hacer tu persona tuya, Eddie?
¿Cómo?
¿Va a hacer tu persona tuya?
Sí, se transmite. A la vereda monte.
For the Monsters Gallery. Take a picture of the Monsters Gallery. Yeah.
I thank you, Mr. Otero, for coming. I'm I'm sorry for the imposition that this may have placed on you. I'm sure you're aware of our desire to look into every aspect of the President's death. And to talk to anyone who may have, even in the smallest way, been had his life touched by the events surrounding the President's death. We thank you very much for your time and trouble. I would note for the record now that it is 5:15.